Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath, and this is the midday news. Boiron, one of the largest homeopathic product manufacturers in the world, has asked for a meeting with President Macron over recent changes to laws which reimburse homeopathic medicine. The French National Authority for Health has declared that homeopathy has not been proven to be effective enough in relieving illness and should therefore not be covered by Social Security. The Minister for Health, Agnès Buzyn, has given her support to the health authority's opinion, but Boiron are furious at the decision. New anti-waste proposals are being presented to the Council of Ministers this morning. Among some of the measures being discussed are to recycle 100% of all plastic waste within the coming 5 years, to keep a record of all plastic bottles produced, and to simplify the sorting of domestic waste. After being cleared of all charges of fraud yesterday by a Paris court, businessman Bernard Tapie has been told this morning that he will need to repay the €403 million awarded to him as recompense in the Crédit Lyonnais Adidas case. The Justice Minister, Nicole Belloubet, has declared that the state will do everything in its power to receive the full amount. Three hopeful candidates from La République En Marche will find out today which of them has been successfully chosen to stand in the Paris municipal elections next year. Cédric Villani, Benjamin Griveaux and Hugues Rincon each made their pitch to a selection committee yesterday. Mediapart published revelations today that the Minister for the Environment, François de Rugy, organised costly functions at the expense of the state while he was President of the National Assembly between 2017 and 2018. This image goes against the position he now holds, although he has defended himself by saying that informal dinners were part of the role of entertaining within the position. In a scientific first, the World Mosquito Programme is launching a new initiative to tackle dengue fever in New Caledonia. The aim is to neutralise mosquitoes carrying the virus by releasing insects which have been bred with a bacteria which blocks the transmission of the disease to humans. And finally, the small village of Saint-Dié-des-Vosges will welcome Tour de France competitors today in the fifth stage of the race. The riders will head through the Lorraine to Colmar this afternoon. Frenchman Julien Alaphilippe is still the holder of the yellow jersey. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.